Today, I want to talk about the release of the first quarter 2026 real estate statistics by the Urban Redevelopment Authority. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking already. Wow, another boring property statistic topic. And maybe some people will switch off immediately. Hold on for a moment. As I went through the data, I uncovered something very interesting that most people are hardly talking about. But most importantly, this could have major implications for many buyers, especially those planning to enter the private property market. I wouldn't be covering the entire report because honestly, you can easily read the report by yourself. Instead, I want to focus on one particular section that I find extremely important. Here, let me walk you through it. Prices of non-landed properties in the core central region, or CCR, increased by 0.6% in the first quarter 2026, compared with the 3.5% decrease in the previous quarter. Okay, this is due to the launch of Zion Grand to prominent peak. As we all know, new launches are usually selling at a much higher price, and this will indirectly affect the overall price index. Here, there are 45% resale transactions as of the total transaction in the CCR area for first quarter 2026. This means new sales contribute up to 55% of the overall sales transaction during the same period. Next, prices of non-landed property in the rest of central region, or RCR, increased by 0.8% in first quarter 2026, compared with the 0.7% increase in the previous quarter. Okay, on this part, I can't recall many RCR launches during this period. If there are any, they are mainly balanced post-launch units. Here, we can see the resale transaction account for 65% of all RCR transactions over the same period. Lastly, prices of non-landed property in the outside central region, or OCR, increased by 2.2% in the first quarter 2026, compared with the 1% increase in the previous quarter. Take note, the price index has increased from 265.6 to 274.4 in the first quarter 2026. At this junction, have you noticed something very strange? How come CCR index is generally lower than OCR index? I mean, core central region comprise District 9, 10, and 11. There are mainly freehold properties in this area with an influx of 99 years leasehold condo in recent years. But they are CCR leh. How come the index in CCR is lower than those found in the OCR? You get what I mean? Never mind. Let me compare all the price index side by side from first quarter 2020. Fair right? This is the beginning of the upcycle during the COVID era. Here, the index for CCR was 131.5 in first quarter 2020. It has increased to 158.6 in first quarter. This is a 27.1% and 21% increase for the say duration. As for RCR, the difference is 83.1% or an increase of 57%. And for OCR, it was a staggering 121.2 difference or 81% increase. Here, let me ask ChatGPT to summarize for us. OCR massively outperformed all regions after COVID. HDB upgraders' demand pushed OCR prices aggressively higher. RCR benefited from integrated development and city fringe demand. CCR significantly underperformed due to ABSD measure and weaker foreign luxury demand. The gap between OCR and RCR has widened dramatically since 2020. By first quarter 2026, OCR prices is already 71% higher than CCR. This is one of the biggest divergence ever recorded between suburb and prime non-landed market in Singapore. Hold on, this one is not I say one, ChatGPT say one. Here, what can we learn? Well, OCR has outperformed in recent years. This has been explained in the rise in property prices in the suburb from Tampines to Jurong. On the other hand, prices in CCR have remained underperformed. This could be because of its less appeal as a home in the city as heartlanders move out to the suburb. But on the other hand, this could also mean massively undervalued prime homes in the CCR area. Let me give you a very interesting example. Today, you can actually live right next to Orchard Road at Kenhill 9. This is a 99 years leasehold condominium that is about 10 years old. For around 2.65 million, you can own a 1,000 square feet 3-bedroom apartment that work out roughly 2,564 per square feet. Dirt cheap, right? Now, let us compare that to some other OCR condo today. where prices are already hovering around the 2,001 to 2,800 per square feet range. The gap between prime district living and suburb living has narrowed significantly. And if Orchard Road living is not to your preference, you can look towards the River Valley area instead. At around 3.75 million or approximately 2,659 per square feet, you can even consider a freehold development like Imperial Heights. Brother and sister, how to go wrong with freehold property? If you think that they are still very expensive, then you can consider M1 at the heart of Marina Bay for only 1,000 per square feet. For 2.2 million, you can easily own a 1,100 square feet in Prime District 1. Anyway, the original owner lost 260,000. Super sian. That is why when others are losing money, some others are making money. Anyway, back to my point. In my opinion, many CCR condos look massively undervalued in today's market, especially when compared against the rapid price growth we are seeing in the OCR market. What do you think? Do you feel that CCR property are currently undervalued? Here, I would love to hear your thoughts and perspective as well.